Welcome, everybody, to PlayStation 5 Central Podcast. We give you all the news, the reviews, and the
rumors
on the PlayStation 5 and its upcoming games. I'm joined by Jordan Taylor. How are you?
Good, mate. Good, mate. I'm always good. I'm a little shocked that I forgot to do the Kangaroomers, actually. I forgot to bring out the Jordan Kangaroomers.
That's all right. We like to mix up the intro every single time.
We like to mix it up. We like to forget what our normal things are. It's fine.
I'm always changing the name, the names.
Spelling
for each
of
other.
My name. I know.
What do I usually call you? The Gallivanting Man.
The Gallivanting Man. That's right.
No, the God of Thunder, the Trophy Hunter.
We have to retire the Trophy Hunter one because that's not quite apt anymore. But yeah, the Gallivanting Man.
I've always liked the Gallivanting Man. You know.
Yeah, I like that one.
I was proud of that.
I feel like I should be walking around with like a top hat, like a pinstripe blazer, a cane.
You've just never been that guy. You've always been, you know, how would you describe your attire?
Extremely low key.
Well, low key is in like Adam Sandler trying to avoid standing out at all costs.
There's a bit of that, yeah. There's a bit of that, yeah. Yeah. And like, there's been a. Ever since like the pandemic, the vintage tee craze has taken over. So now like I reckon a third of all my t-shirts, and I have a lot of t-shirts, are vintage tees and are either like I got Ninja Turtles ones, I got a Tiger King one, I got a Barack Obama one. I was like all sorts of properties that I'm like, well, I've got this, but I'll like, yeah.
Do you have any gaming shirts? Anything gaming?
So I used to have this Call of Duty Black Ops 2 t-shirt, and it was white, and it had two, like Roman numerals 2, in black, and then it had like splashed orange over it, and my wife hated it. Absolutely. And like I'd say
it sounds horrible.
Yeah. And I'd say I'd throw it out. I like it was really soft. It was super, super soft. So it was like a good like lounge tee. And I would like say I'd thrown it out and I'd hide it places. Intentionally, because I knew it'd be funny when she finds it later. But I think that one's actually in the bin now.
So that's your only one.
And that's, I think that's gone. The only one I'll have that will be a gaming tee come December is I have an Avatar vintage tee.
What do you mean?
You've got
an Avatar. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Blue People Avatar. So once Frontiers of Pandora comes out.
I got a Naughty Dog tee. I mean, that's a bit of a shill, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I don't have anything like that. Yeah, so I used to have that COD tee.
Mm.
I don't think I have anything else.
Yeah, I got a Naughty Dog. I had a Lady D tee. I had a tee where it said, I love big vampire ladies. I had to get rid of that one. I've had a few over the years.
Yeah. No, I've never really had any. Not even a God of War one. I would have thought I would have had a God of War tee, but nothing.
God of War tee. Yeah, no, nothing God of War. What do you own God of War? Just the pop vinyl and the statues.
And they're actually gone. No, I never had the statues. I had the pops and they're gone.
You got nothing God of War.
So I got the DualShock 4. That's the God of War theme.
Doesn't count.
No, I don't really have any gaming stuff anymore.
There you go.
Yeah, because I don't even really hang on to my games now either. There's only a select few that I hang on to once I'm done playing with them. But yeah, now my collection, I used to collect everything, but then, you know, getting married, getting a house, it's like you've got to cut down on something. So my collecting thing now is books and comics and stuff. So I went with that instead.
It's also a space thing.
And that's what it is. Yeah. 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 And
there's
and
nowhere to
money.
Put all these statues. They're
yeah.
Not cheap.
And that's what I've never, yeah. Like I had a lot of Funko Pops, but I never bought into like the big expensive statues.
Mm.
Even yep. with like pre-orders or anything. I know you did. You had like a Billy bookshelf of them, didn't you?
Yeah, my last statue was for God of War, which is the Thor's hammer. That's the last one I got back in October. So nearly been a year since I've had one.
Yeah.
And none of them really appeal to me, the ones that I've seen.
Yeah. I didn't mind that Spider-Man one. The Spider-Man with Miles and Venom. I'm like, that's cool.
Sold out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Did you check out that latest trailer for Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, I did. I think it's very interesting to see what's going on. I reckon they're pulling a bit. They're trying to lead us down one way. You know, like when Infinity War was coming out, there was like leaked stuff of Eric Banner supposed to be breaking out of the Hulkbuster suit as Hulk. And then there was all those scenes that they shot that didn't actually appear in the movie. I reckon we're getting a bit of that going on with the Spider-Man trailers because they've given us the vibe of it all. But I reckon they're trying to mislead us a little bit because I feel like the vibe going into Spider-Man is it's going to be more Spider-Man. And I reckon they're trying to set us up for some shocks and some surprises because I personally think that's where they're going to get some extra points and get it above that 90 Metacritic where a lot of people think it's going to fall. So I think some shock value moments are what's going to get it above it. What do you reckon?
I tell you what, my hype levels continue to go up for this game. This trailer, millions and millions of views over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm not the only one, that's for sure. Everyone's super positive. And it looks like from this trailer, the graphics look quite good compared to the gameplay we saw at the showcase. It looked like they've been really ramped up.
Yeah, and the gameplay is always like compressed stream. You know, it's not final. True.
No, but the atmosphere, the acting, everything about it is ramping up. But
yeah.
I'm curious to see Miles, how he affects the story. Because I played that game recently and I really loved Miles probably more than Peter in this world.
Yeah, so, I love Miles because it's something different. I know that we're getting him in Spider-Verse, but we've had so many iterations of Peter along the years. And because Miles is only... He's not even been around as a character for 20 years yet. He's a very fresh character. It's exciting to see some new ways that he could sort of be taken. And especially in the situation that he's in now where Peter's still around, because in the past he's sort of been brought in when something's happened to Peter. So it's exciting to see them together and actually get them to see. And there's no multiversal hijinks or anything like that. It's just the two of them coexisting.
I've noticed that. Also, just Spider-Man in general has been on a bit of a run for a while now where everything that comes out seems to be a hit or amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you really, or amazing, you could say.
Yeah, exactly. No pun intended.
Yeah. Spider-Man's always been huge. Spider-Man is a massive property. The quality has actually been fantastic too. Let's not talk about the B character Sony stuff. Like, don't talk to me about the Venom movies. Don't talk to me about Morbius or that new Kraven movie. Like, don't talk to me about that stuff. But like the legitimate Spider-Man stuff has been firing on all cylinders, whether it's the movies or the animated stuff. Yeah. Yes. And Spider-Man is just such a hot ticket. And it's so good to see people nailing it. And you know why it is? Because it's people who grew up being Spider-Man fans now making stuff for Spider-Man.
Because
like, how can you not like him? He's just such a fun, whimsical, happy-go-lucky character.
He's always probably been my favorite Marvel character. I always forget that he's a part of Marvel just because of that initial run where he was with Sony, and sometimes I forget, but I think he's always been my number one. What do you think about the nightmare scene possibilities in this game?
I always get annoyed at nightmare stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm never really a fan of it. You know, like, it reminds me of in Far Cry. You know, you have there's always in every
the
Far
tripping
Cry
out.
I'm never really a fan of it. Or even in Arkham Asylum, where you have those scarecrow scenes.
And why is that? Is it just because it's taking you out of the world you're in? You're invested in.
Yep, pretty much. And I'm just like, I feel like it just doesn't need to be there.
See, I used to feel like that with flashbacks in shows, and I still do a little bit sometimes if they're not done well. And I understand you got to flesh out these characters, but sometimes I like if they can do it in the present setting is always preferable.
Come up with
to
a
me.
Different way to do it.
Yeah, but sometimes that can be hard. The number one criminal show for that was Lost, but that was pretty integral, but still that pissed me off the way that show started to go downhill. Anyway, we're on to a different topic.
Hey, just quickly, a show that did flashbacks really well, Money Heist.
I haven't seen. Oh, have I seen it? Don't think so. Yeah, I've heard good things. Yeah.
Yeah. Money Heist might be one of my, I think it's in my top five of favorite shows ever. And Wow. Yeah, a character dies. And then in the one of the following seasons, they do flashbacks of this character's life before they're a part of this heist. And you're like, why are they doing this? Why is this important? And then it becomes, you realize why it's important later. And yeah, that was examples of flashbacks done really well. When you're watching it, you're like, I just don't care about these flashbacks.
Are you a fan of movies or games where they'll show you the first 30 minutes or so? They'll it's like a big action scene or something, and then it comes to a climax, and then it goes 2 weeks earlier.
Or you know, what led to it?
Yeah, what led to it? How do you find that in a game or a movie?
It has to be done right. It's funny you mentioned that because I just started a comic book last night or the night before called The Human Target, and it starts off. Human Target? Off,
what's that? Who's that from?
So it's DC.
DC, yeah.
Yeah, DC. And so it's about this guy named Christopher Chance who...
Great name.
Yeah, very good name. And he's suave as they come. Got the silver sides to his hair. He's suave as they come.
Oh, yeah. And he's like James Bond.
Yeah, and the book starts with him dying because he's been poisoned, and then it's a 12-issue series, so 12 chapters, and then it's got like day 12, and it's got a picture of each day leading up to when he got poisoned, and you go back and you can see with each chapter the picture of what happened on that day as he figures out who poisoned him. It's fascinating. That's an example of it done right. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's an example of it done really, really well. But yeah, there are some really shocking examples. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but it can be done really poorly.
No, we can't think of the top of my head.
Especially when it's just done for shock value, when a character dies and then, all right, rewind.
I understand why they do it because they want to start it off hot, get you involved. Yeah. I completely understand it. But
is it not like starting off hot and then just placing the iron in a bucket of cold water?
That's what I mean. The pacing falls right off.
Yeah.
And you've got to build it back up, but it can be tough. Have you seen Extraction 2?
Nah. I tried to watch Extraction 1 and I was like, no thanks.
Extraction 2 has this massive 21-minute one-shot freaking action scene at the start. It's really epic. And then the pacing falls off a cliff. And you feel like, oh, man, this is a bit of a struggle now getting through this.
Yeah.
So that's just another example. That's a bit different, but... Anyway, Jordan, so we've got a bunch of new stories. We're going to get into them right now. First one.
They're like lots of little ones, aren't they?
Yeah, lots of little tidbits. Little tidbits. So we'll give each one as much time as they need, as necessary. PS Plus has already pulled in over 100,000 new players to Dreams on PS5 and PS4 since it's been up. Now, is that actually a lot? Jordan?
It is, if you consider it's only been like, has it even been a week since these games have been out? Since the game came out on PS Plus? Like, that's pretty impressive. Because that's not just people who download it. That's people who like, opened it and have played it. So that, I reckon impressive? That's a pretty good number.
The fact that we've talked about it for so long now. How many times have we brought this game up? Over many
seasons. The fact that we're just like, just bring it to PlayStation Plus. Why are you not bringing it to PlayStation Plus? And people will be returning to Dreams at the moment because Media Molecule put out a new game on there that they had made. So there's
I saw that
as well. Yeah. It's just classic mismanagement, I feel like. Why would you not put this on PlayStation Plus earlier when the interest wasn't there for people to go out and buy it? Just give it to people.
I saw that they'd announced this new game and then I looked and it said Made in Dreams and I scrolled down. Yeah. The problem with 100,000 new players, Jordan, is there's 50 million essential subscribers, 50 million plus.
Oh, is that so?
Got 100,000. What's the percentage on that, man? It ain't good.
But you got to factor in that, like, that's in only a few days. So,
hey, I thought the game was brilliant.
Yeah.
I still do.
I should be being fully transparent. I have no intention of playing this game.
You've never played it, have you?
Nope.
That's the funny thing. You've never played it.
Yeah. I've never played it and I don't really have, like, I'll download it and maybe I'll jump in. I'm just, as a pundit, I'm looking at it and I'm just, this could have been something.
And they didn't put it on PC, which is another crime. Yeah. Well, the lead of Media Molecule's gone now, and who knows what's happening with that studio. Hopefully they can rebound. We know that the live service will stop in a month from now for Dreams.
Oh, so will they?
Bear that in mind, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't mean it's going offline. It just means they're not supporting it anymore after that date, which means there will be no PC or PS5. Yeah.
Well, there is a PS5 version, isn't there?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can play it on PS5. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And it would also support VR, which no one talks about that either, because that sort of was a bit of a waste. So anyway, another little indie game, I guess you could call Dreams indie. Well, Kena Bridge of Spirits took a month to make back its budget.
So just looking at the headline, so is that good? I had to ask the question, like, is that good?
That's good news. That's really good news for them. Yeah. Because that, and you, I mean, the first month is where you get majority of your sales, but I would expect that they've made a fair amount of dough since then. It's been a year or so now. Great little game.
Do you think that because it's a PlayStation Studio, because that was eventually on PlayStation Plus, wasn't it? Has that been on PlayStation Plus?
It could have been. Maybe I can't remember.
I can't remember either. So for some reason, I thought it had been, but I could definitely be wrong.
It's hard to keep track.
You would assume that PlayStation would probably give them a lump sum if it has been on PlayStation Plus as well. So it's like, well, that's even more money. But I think that there was potential there for Kena, but yeah.
They signed an exclusive deal with Sony in 2017 for the game, and with that.
Oh, so they're not owned. So they're not first party.
No. They signed an exclusive deal with them, and they probably got it. That's why they got the marketing push.
Yep.
So will they be owned by Sony? I don't know. Maybe one day. But I look forward to their next game because Kena came out years ago now. I think it came out
21, I reckon.
21. Yeah, so it's been nearly 2 years. Jeez, it flies by. I remember.
Is that so? Are we correct in saying so?
Yeah, September 2021 came out.
Yeah, there you go.
So it really flies by. But no, it looks to be good signs, and maybe they'll do a sequel. Maybe they're going to go in a different direction. All I know is that they're pretty talented for what started as a 15-man team. Let's put that. I don't know how many they have now, but there was about 15 at one point. Very small team to create something that good, and obviously a lot more involved by the end. But anyway, Fort Solis, a game I'm very excited for.
One of the five space survival horrors shown at the Game Awards.
One of those, Summer Game Fest. Yeah. Interestingly, the game is split up into four episodes, roughly an hour long each.
Oh, so it's short.
4 hours, basically, which I'm pretty sure I said last week. It'd probably be 2 to 4 hours. And four installments, so kind of episodes, like a Telltale game. What do you think about that's a bit different, isn't it? It's a bit strange.
And it's all coming out at once, isn't it?
It was all coming out at once. They basically said, the story is they basically said, we want you to binge it. But why put it in four chapters? Maybe it's just a creative choice. Maybe play as one character. Something like that's the road
I was going. Yeah. Whether it's that, whether it's because, are they going to do flashbacks? Is it going to be that you play through one thing and then you flashback and play as another character through the same part or a similar part at the same time? Who knows? But yeah, that's interesting. It's fun seeing people toy with it and not just make it episodic for episodic's sake. Like, it'd be cool if there is a story reason for it or a creative reason, as you said.
Well, there was, they did reveal gameplay, Jordan. I don't know if you saw it. IGN,
no, I didn't see this.
IGN got the exclusive. When I say gameplay, it is a lot of walking. Essentially,
right.
From the gameplay we saw. Yeah, it's a bit of a walking sim from the looks of it. I don't know. Take in the scenery in Mars. I'm still digging it. I'm still digging what they're doing. So I'll definitely play it. 4 hours, nice little weekend game, I call it. And I'm looking forward to it.
Just smash it out.
Now, what's your hype on Helldivers 2, Jordan? We talked about this with you because Vike was hot on it. I was a bit iffy from the reveal trailer. What was your...
Yeah, I didn't like the reveal trailer. I thought the reveal trailer was pretty unspectacular. And I know this is supposed to be... Would this be one of the first, if not the first, live service games that Sony's offering in their...
Pretty much, sort of yeah.
...plans that they had? Yeah. Yeah, no, not really for me. I didn't like the original Helldivers. I played a little bit of it and it wasn't for me. And
now that they've made it third person, does that help your cause?
It might, but I need something a little bit more than just, yeah, I don't know. No, there's just something about it for me that just ain't it. You know, like the saying, just ain't it, Chief? That's just that.
But I'm sitting here baffled because I'm looking at the comments and what people are saying. They're so hyped. They can't. And I'm just not seeing it. What am I? Am I going crazy?
I'm the same. No, I don't know. Because I am exactly the same. I look at him. I don't understand.
Is it because they love the first one? Is it these players love the first one and now they're loving that it's now third person and upgraded graphics and this and that? Is that what they're finding so amazing about it?
Yeah, it could be. Could be. Think about how hyped we were seeing the change between Uncharted 1 to Uncharted 2 or God of War 1 to God of War 2. Maybe that's what people are seeing here. They're seeing the big change. Yeah, because there was a following for Helldivers 1. I wasn't a part of it, but there was a following.
Yeah, but I never thought it was that big of a following.
No, neither did I. Is there anything else out for it? Is there any gameplay or anything out for it?
Yeah, they released some more gameplay and it just essentially shooting aliens. And I thought, well, I've played this so many times before. I'm just watching it. Yeah, there's tactics, this and that, but
you know what vibes it gives me?
Yeah.
Huge Outriders vibes.
Yeah, it really does. It looks like a more polished Outriders. Which, I mean, you didn't mind Outriders, did you?
It was so fine. And not fine as in like, oh, that's fine. Like, fine, is it? It's fine.
Anyway, the story I was going to reveal is that there's been rumors that it's releasing in October,
yes.
Which I think is a mistake because in October, let me just refresh you of what's coming out. We've got Forza Motorsports, Assassin's Creed Mirage, Alan Wake 2, Spider-Man 2, Alone in the Dark, just to name a few in that month.
Yeah, it's a big month.
If you're going to put it in October, you'd want to get away from Spider-Man 2. Not that they're going after the same audience, but that's going to take off. Everyone's attention is going to be on that when it comes out for the most part. So
if it comes down to people buying one game, 95% of people are going to buy Spider-Man over Helldivers.
And also, who knows where COD might shift in there as well. Who knows about that?
Yeah, it looks like a reveal for MW3 is coming soon too. I don't know if that was one of your stories there.
Yeah, it is. It's coming August 17th, by the looks of it.
Oh, there you go.
They're going to be revealing
it. 2 weeks to the day, pretty much.
Revealing it through Warzone, and I won't be here. I'll be in Hawaii.
But
I'm sure it'll just be one of those live service events and then a trailer will pop, and we'll get hyped for that game.
Yeah.
So that's another one. Did you see Call of Duty? They got Lara Croft, Nicki Minaj, Snoop Dogg coming in, 21 Savage. Who else was in there? Yeah. There was like this anime character, Snoop Dogg.
We're getting to the point, though, where this is where COD winds down before the next one comes out. So
you reckon they can get away with going?
Yeah, because remember I think it was Warzone had the time where Jigsaw came to the game.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, you want to talk about the time I was scared the most in Warzone with four Jigsaws coming out. No, not Jigsaw. Was it Billy? Is it Billy from Jigsaw?
Yeah, the one on the bicycle. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one on the bicycle. You got four people in black running at you when you're not expecting them on Warzone. That'll scare you. That creepy white mask. Frightening.
They added Scream eventually too.
Yeah.
To the game.
Yeah. I never buy into that sort of stuff. Never really buy into it. And can still say, did like 400 something hours, never spent a cent on Warzone.
Did you? Never bought a single skin?
Not one. Not one. Battle pass, nothing. My well wife done. Would be sitting there going, we play it so much during lockdown. She's like, I just don't understand how this costs nothing. I'm like, it just does, just cost nothing.
Because there's cash cows that spend thousands of dollars. They make up for you, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. So what did you think about this story, Jordan? Star Wars Jedi Survivor is being ported to PS4, ported backwards.
Yeah. What for?
It's in the early stages of development. Now, I understand there's like 100 million install base for PS4, but...
Yeah, PS4 alone.
Is that why this game has those performance issues? They're holding it back a little bit.
Yeah. So you know how Hogwarts came out and they said that, you know, we're coming out PS5 first, but PS4 is coming later. Have Star Wars just done the same, but said it wasn't coming out, but it actually was? And that's why some of the areas like on Kobo ran the way it did.
But then again, that doesn't make sense that it should run better on PS5. Imagine what it runs on PS4. It'll run like a fucking donkey.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Like, this is gonna be horrendous if it comes out on PS4.
It could barely hit 60 frames at times.
Yeah.
It's going to be 30. Might be 60 on PS4. It'd be 30.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? Maybe that's better. Maybe if you just run it at 30, as much as...
Can't imagine that. It'll run well.
Once you adjust to 30... I personally don't notice it.
Once you adjust, yeah.
Yeah. There's like a jarring moment where it feels like you're watching a stop motion and you're like, oh, God, what is going on?
Yeah.
But then you eventually get used to it.
No, you 100% do. I played Dead Space on PS3 this year. Yeah, at first it's a bit jarring, but eventually it's fine. Yes. Same for GTA 4 PS3. Yeah. Which I was playing recently. You're completely right. But yeah, I just thought this was a bit of a weird one. I just don't see the point now.
Apart from money, I don't see the point.
How many are they going to sell what it's worth to make? Maybe they will. Maybe they've crunched the numbers and said, oh, we only need this amount. But surely there's other better spend for them.
Yeah.
I feel like even a DLC for PS5 would be better money spent. But
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Interesting one. Cult of the Lamb, a game that you loved.
I
thought it was a great little game. They've got an expansion coming, but it's been delayed for their content expansion.
Yeah.
I don't know what the expansions actually hold. Do you?
So they expanded on the combat, I'm pretty sure, and they were making it a little bit more, just fleshing it out a little bit so it wasn't so mashy-mashy.
Yeah, additional story elements, new enemies, additional combat depth. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like a new area.
End game content
as well. Yeah. Yeah. So it was meant to just get a little bit beefier. So I'm actually planning on when this comes out, I want to go through. And I know that I've said before, like, I'm not entirely done with trophies, but I mostly am. I want to play through this again on the PS4 version because I want to play the content. And I'm like, well, if I can play through the new content and go for another platinum, then I will. So, yeah, I'm actually really excited for this. This is one that I want to check out, and I'd been hoping that it was going to come sooner. And I actually thought about it yesterday.
Let me clarify. So they have already uploaded, they've already put out one content expansion. This is the second one that's been delayed.
Oh, they have.
They have put one out, and this is an additional one with additional story, focus on the cults. Bit more stuff, but they already have a few new enemies and other stuff.
Yeah. Was it Relics of the Old Faith? Is that what the old one, what the previous DLC was? Yeah, June 5th. So it was a free update to Cult of the Lamb that adds a new post-game questline that requires returning to the lands of the four bishops and slaying them once more to free their souls. So it looks like they're redone versions of the bishops.
Do you think the game was challenging enough?
It was challenging enough when you had the added layer of trying to do the bosses without getting hit. It wasn't super challenging. I remember the first boss giving me some grief, and then I'm pretty sure I killed the second and third boss on either the first or second go. Yeah. And then the fourth boss took me a few goes because it was not because it was really challenging, but you know those really long boss fights? Where it's like, surely this has got to end soon. I'm actually having a bit of trouble with that with on Diablo 4 at the moment. The boss towards the end of Act 2. And I'm like, this is a really long boss fight. And I keep getting to the end. Is. Having like the dude with the wolves or the dogs.
Oh, like the dog heads. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might need some help.
Yeah. Well, I got really close twice last night. And then I got like stuck in his like fire breathing, and like I would heal, but then I'd still be stuck as I'm trying to get out, and then like I'd waste like 3 vials.
Do you know what I did? I was stuck on one boss in that game. I went to the village. I went around messaging people saying, please help me. And then every time I asked someone, they helped me. It was a great community. They always just come in. Yeah. Like, I got
to
say,
well, I might need, you to jump in and help me. That might be the ticket. I might get you to jump in and help me.
I was asking guys and they all joined. I had a full squad and they just carried me through a few bosses. It was great. But yeah, I love that game. Got to get back to season one. Season one's out, isn't it?
Yeah. You're going to re-roll a new character though? We have to if you want to play through it.
Do you? Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, you're going to roll a new character, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to do that. I don't mind. I don't mind starting new character. I don't get attached to like characters like that. I know people hate that concept. I don't mind as much. Assassin's Creed Mirage, the story length has been revealed. Jordan, any predictions before I reveal the number?
I'm pretty sure I know it. So
I knew you were going to say that for some reason.
Yeah, it's about 10 hours.
No, okay, you don't know it.
Oh, I don't. I thought it was like, is it 10 to 15?
25 to 30. For 100% completion, 20 hours for the story.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. I thought I read that it was even shorter than that.
How good does that sound?
It does. I'd like it more if it was 10.
20? No, 20. When they say it's 20, it's really 15 for us. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So at least shave a few hours off that.
Yeah. I think that's good. I think that's healthy. Because Assassin's Creed games are way too long, especially because Valhalla was about 60 to beat, and
60. Then, that's if you're fucking doing nothing else.
And I feel like 60 is a lot for an RPG, even if the RPG is an engaging story and all that sort of stuff. Was this the story in Valhalla really that engaging?
I'm worried about you in Final Fantasy. Because that's a long game too, man.
I know, but that's got the story. That's got the story pushing you.
Yeah, true.
And I've heard a lot of good things and read a lot of good things. There's a lot of goodwill around it, and apparently the story's phenomenal. So that's what will drive me. And I love that fast-paced combat, the DMC-style combat. So those two things, I think, are what would push me. I do understand, though, because it is really long and it will take me a while to get through with the amount of time I have. But I am coming, like, it's halfway through this term already. So getting closer to holidays. So
that's when it's coming out, is it? Yeah.
Final Fantasy 16.
Yeah, next break. Is that what you're going to bring out?
When I'll play it. Yeah. Well, I've got to try and get through Diablo.
When will that be? When's the break? September?
September 23rd, I'm pretty sure, is when holidays start.
Yeah, right. What about Mortal Kombat? You might be picking that up.
Yeah, there's that as well. Because that's the 19th, is it? Or is that the 23rd?
Yeah. But you're not keen on Lies of P, are you? We talked about this. Yeah.
I would go Mortal Kombat over Lies of P.
And what about Cyberpunk DLC?
Nah, not interested.
Yeah, anyway, so this is 30 hours for 100% completion. That sounds great. That's a couple of days for me if I'm pushing hard. So, no, that's great news. I'm happy about that. And hopefully there's no fluff in that 30 hours. Hopefully it is all curated. They've actually hopefully even removed some things that didn't work or were bloating it. You know what I mean? Hopefully it's a nicely tight package. Nice tight package.
There'll be some tailing. Don't you worry.
That's all right. Hey, did you see this, Jordan? You can now mute the PS5 beep button.
Yeah, is that a problem?
Beep button. Apparently it's a problem.
I saw this on Twitter and people were like, oh, thank God. I'm like, what? Really?
I'm not going to mute it because I want to keep it on in case I accidentally turn it on.
Maybe if I was 16, wanting to play like really late night after school and that sort of stuff, I'd need it. Not wake my parents up or whatever, but like, no, I can't see a need for this.
So is that, I guess what other need would it be? Trying not to wake someone up is basically the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, because it's not a siren. It's just a beep. It's not like an air raid siren when you turn it on. It's not.
And it's not even, it's not like the PS4 jet engine takes off,
No.
For a flight.
Like, I don't get it. I don't see that. Like, okay, it's nice that the option's there. I'll give them that. But
hey, they should make an option to give me a siren. Give me a custom sound. Give me a custom sound when I press it.
Every time I turn it on, I want to hear Return of the Mac play, like, because I'm back. I'm back on the thing. Give me it. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, let us know, guys, if you're going to turn it on. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it.
And not just if you're going to turn it off. Why? Why are you turning it off?
Yeah. Well, last week we asked a bunch of you what you were playing, and I got so many different responses, that just so many different games. It was crazy. There wasn't like one game that stood out from the responses we got. There was Hogwarts. There was Death Stranding. There was Callisto. There was Diablo. There was just a bunch of different games, and not even just from this year, from last year. So, but let us know. Will you turn the button sound off? Okay, a couple more stories, Jordan. Callisto Protocol studio hit with 32 layoffs. Not good.
Seems like it's that time of year or that time of the cycle.
The project failed to recoup its development costs of $162 million. That was reported at the start of this year. They've had the DLC that came out, which I enjoyed it. I don't know how many people came back for that, but it's confirmed that 32 players have been let go. 32 employees have been let go from the studio. And to be honest, there, as you said, there's been a lot of layoffs, you know, CD Projekt Red as well, and other big studios. So it's not just them, but 32 for a team of 150 or whatever this was, that's actually a significant amount for a studio.
That is. I can't believe it didn't recoup its development costs. That is frightening.
Yeah. That's not good. Yeah,
no. And I didn't even know there was a DLC that had come out. Not that I was following it too intently, but you would think that I listen to gaming podcasts every day. I really would have thought I would have heard that. Or even worse, I've heard it and not remembered. Like, even with Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk's a game I don't care about, but I know that Phantom Liberty is coming. And that's a shame.
I give them another chance, but it's probably unlikely at this point.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to work on next. Maybe something smaller. Because this was like a AAA game for a studio that wasn't.
What's the name of the actor they had? Josh Duhamel. How do you say his last name?
Yeah, Duhamel. Yeah.
Duhamel. Yeah. Maybe his budget was too big.
Last story was Payday 3. They had a closed beta, but it wasn't on PS5. It's on PC only and Xbox for some reason.
Right.
Not on PlayStation. So if you want to play Payday 3, it's on now. Closed beta, August till August 7th. Xbox Series S, X, Steam. Heard some good things about it. It's coming along. I'm excited.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about it. What are people saying?
They're saying it's fantastic. It works well. It's a big upgrade from the first game. Everything's there. It seems to be ticking all the boxes in terms of the stealth mechanics as well. And yeah, I haven't been too much diving into it, to be honest, because I want to go in fresh when it comes out, but I'm already sold. So,
oh, good.
Now, before we go, Jordan, you watched the Twisted Metal show. What did you think?
I did. So last week we said that as we were finishing up, that the premiere was about to happen. And so one thing I didn't realize from the premiere was that it was all dropping. And I don't know if it all dropped on that night or it was dripped out during the week. I'm not sure. But yeah, it all actually dropped that night. So I did watch the first episode, and I can say that the first episode was not horrible, but it was, and I want to keep going with it because I'm sure it's going to get better. But it was very by the numbers. This is a first episode of a show.
What do you mean by that? Do you know what I mean? It just felt like a pilot. It felt like a...
Yeah, it did. It did. Yeah. It felt like a pilot. Where like Anthony Mackie's like saying some really horrible one-liners. There's like the... Like, I don't think we're going to care about spoilers. Like, I'm not going to...
What's the objective of the show?
So my episode. Understanding is... Anthony Mackie's a milkman or a delivery guy, and he needs to make like one more delivery and he'll get, or maybe not one more delivery, but he needs to make a series of deliveries and then he'll get to like be done. I'm pretty sure that was the premise.
Done from what?
Done from delivering and getting to like live in a safe bit. And so like introduced to some characters and then
for freedom. essentially.
Yeah, for freedom, basically, yeah. He's not like a slave or anything like that.
No.
He's not like a slave, but like he doesn't have to do this work anymore.
Yeah.
I think is what it was.
Is it? And it's dangerous work, yeah.
And it's dangerous work, yeah, yeah. And so like introduce some characters and like, oh, wow, safety. He can really trust his character. And then it's like, oh, no, he can't. But our character doesn't know that, but we do.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you introduce to a character where it's like, okay, clearly they're going to be the side character to this. But then they split up and then they're brought back together in some way. And then...
Just yeah, by the numbers, it, yeah.
Yeah. And then it ends on a bit of a cliffhanger.
Whoa!
Not that big of a cliffhanger. It's just like someone's approaching. And
I feel like you have to have a cliffhanger in a show's episode one now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like not
even
that big of a
cliffhanger. Like it's not even Better Call Saul episode one cliffhanger. Like it's just, we know who it is. If you look at the car and who's in it, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Samoa like, Joe. Samoa Joe. Sweet tooth, yeah. But okay, so you're going to give it another
shot? I want to keep going. I will keep going.
But what if episode two's bad? Will you then keep going? Or how many chances will it get?
I'll give it to episode three.
Okay.
Three episodes is usually my thing. So when I read a book, it's usually three chapters. And if I'm not into it, I drop it. And yeah, so three episodes is what I'll give it.
What do you do with a book? You sell it?
Yeah, depending on what it is. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Usually, though, depending on what the book is, I'll have done my research to see whether I actually will like it or not, and whether I should try and read it digitally or borrow it or whatever. But yeah, usually it's like three chapters in. If I'm not digging it and I know for a fact it doesn't get any better, I'm out.
Last question is Anthony Mackie going to be able to carry this show from this first episode performance? Yeah, you can't see his face, guys, but it's not convincing.
Yeah, it was. He's very charismatic, but I think I've got to try and get out of. Do you know how when you watch a show and you can tell that someone's acting?
Yep.
Like it doesn't feel natural. That was what it felt like. Like he's saying some real edgelord stuff, making some real like, grisly jokes. And, oh, righto, Cap. Stop it. Yeah. You look at Chris Evans in Knives Out. He does such a good job of playing the complete opposite of Steve Rogers. Like Ransom is such a tool, and obviously different properties. It's a fantastic movie. One of my favorite movies of all time now, Knives Out.
Oh, I think it's probably the best murder mystery I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you didn't like Murder on the Orient Express?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I. Yeah. I was so excited to watch it. And I watched it and I can't remember the last time I was that disappointed.
You should see the sequel if you think that's bad.
Death on the Nile. There's a third one.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. I'm fairly certain there is another one coming.
I am seeing Barbie tomorrow, so wish me luck for
really
that.
I think you'll like it. I really think you'll like it.
Yeah. Well, everyone I know has liked it, so if I don't like it, I'll be in the minority.
I was in stitches at the opening. I just thought the opening was hilarious. Like, not the opening, as you're getting, like, the exposition of where Barbie is. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was great.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be good. But, all right, that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Make sure to follow us on all socials and make sure to tell Kyle he's a dick and tell Vike he's an ass and tell... What else have we had on this show? Anyone else we've had on the show there?
Big Kev.
Big Kev, yeah. And we will see you.
Oh, my.
Ta-ta. PlayStation.